Doja Cat and SZA, Kiss Me More. It's 959 Car Drive on the streets, on the air, we everywhere. Kicked it off with HP, Bosso. I still remember when that video came out. It was almost like they shot it themselves, right? So they had a camcorder and they just ran around in Muff Town recording different people with their definition of what a Bosso is. And then they put that together. And the video was actually quite dope. So, you know, just... it symbolized the good times of Mafikeng. And so, yeah, shout out to you, Jeba, the late great. But more than that, I came across a study, also like an outdated study, like pretty old, from like 2003. And they were saying that on average, parents of daughters get divorced more.
I saw the study. I saw a more recent one saying the same thing.
Why do you think that is? And do you agree with it?
Well, the study I read says it's when it's either that they have a daughter, the couple, or the firstborn is a daughter. And normally when the daughter gets to the teenage years, there becomes a difference in opinion on how to raise a daughter. Which got me thinking, why does it change? So obviously there seems to be different standards.
Definitely.
And this one became interesting because the missus and I are expecting a baby girl.
Okay.
And that's why this study, we were like, "Yo, let's read this thing. What is happening here?" You know, but pretty much comes down to that. So we're going to try, obviously, have things in place, say, boom, boom, boom. These are the rules. This is how we're going to be parenting. And but yeah, I know as a guy, when before we found out the gender of our baby, I wanted a boy. Based on the fact that, well, I grew up around boys, I'm a boy, and I've seen how the world is just harsher on women. So yeah. I worry about my little girl. So I think maybe that also plays, it is a double standard, but you can also see why, because the world kind of judges us differently.
That's definitely it. You see, the psychology of humans is funny. So when you sit here and you discuss things in their abstract form, some people either don't acknowledge that those things exist, or they don't realize that those things exist. So usually if you speak to white people about white privilege, they'll say, "Nah, there's no white privilege. What is this? We've had affirmative action since 1994, yada, yada, yada." Or if you speak to men about patriarchy, they'll go, "Ah, there's no patriarchy. Mua every day, you know?" Until you go, "Okay, fine." So I saw this video. I'm sure you've seen it as well. It's like a psychologist. She was speaking to a bunch of white people and she said, "Okay, who here would want to change and be a black person right now?" And nobody put their hand up.
Why would they?
You see, and she was like, "You see, none of you put your hand up because you know which is you know?" And Chris Rock had a stand up about this as well. He's like, "None of you would swap places with me and I'm rich." Oh. But like, even white people would be like, "Dude, I don't know. Keep your money. Let me try this white thing out and see where it goes.
I'd rather be middle class white than Chris Rock."
And it's exactly the same thing with men.
Yeah.
If you ask men, "Indoda, do you want to be a man or do you want to be a woman?" They know what's up.
Yeah, I'll choose man every time.
Exactly.
Not even a second choice. Not even a thought.
Exactly. They realize the patriarchy and they realize the imminent danger that women are in almost every day. And I'll tell you, it does take some sort of introspection to realize Utekshe, life actually isn't as good for other people as I thought it was for me. It was only like maybe 5-6 years ago where I realized that women actually feel unsafe in our country. Because me, as a guy, there's no place where I can go to and feel unsafe. Yeah, I may go downtown and get robbed, but it's, well, they'll just rob me, maybe stab me. That's about it. They'll take my possessions. But nobody's trying to rape me or anything like that.
Grope you.
Yeah.
It's weird though, because the missus says she wanted a girl. Obviously, and when we had this conversation from her perspective, she's always been a woman, grew up as a girl, so she knows, yes, she's like, life is tough, but she's like, she wanted a girl, it ain't that bad. But I'm like, from my perspective as a guy, I'm like, yeah. And I know how us guys can be. I was like, no, I think it's easier raising a boy than it is raising a girl.
I actually feel like now that I'm raising a daughter, it seems like it's harder raising a girl, and it's only because it's been tough raising men. And we don't have good men. So that's why it's unsafe now. It's harder to raise a girl child because it's so hard raising. I mean, I don't think I can do it. Trying to raise a little boy to be a good man in a society where there's like toxic masculinity and everything, it's so tough guysism, you know. How is it that I'm going to raise a boy and be like, you can be soft, you know, you can be gentle? Because everyone is violent. Men are violent. Men are depressed. Men can't speak. So I think for me, actually, that is the hardest part of being a parent. Raising a guy, it's just, it wouldn't work for me. I'd struggle. And I think people have struggled. That's why we're in a society where we are today.
I imagine it makes it even worse when it's troubles and problems that are beyond your control. Because you didn't create any of this.
Nope.
And yet you can't control any of this.
Nope.
So for example, if you ask women, would they prefer a world where there are no men and it's just women?
Mm-hmm.
Overwhelmingly, all of them would be like, yeah.
Yep.
Do you know how safe that world would be?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not to say, like, even females are shining up. Don't get me wrong.
But do you know how safe that world would be?
Yeah, it would be way safer, 100%.
Yeah. Women would be walking out at midnight.
Yeah, it would be way safer.
Wearing whatever.
Yeah.
Really?
And then a world with all men would be Fight Club.
Yo,
every day, I tell you.
You'd be called out into the streets.
Yeah, it would be an angry world.
Yeah, well, no, actually, okay, so we just say that as a joke. But I've got this theory that without women, men would also get along.
Would calm down.
Because the majority of what men do is actually to impress women. Yeah. So the reason why men even buy into the capital system is to amass money and buy cars and buy clothes to impress women.
Starts from the hunter-gatherer days, the Stone Age.
Yeah.
The men who couldn't hunt and gather hardly got the women that were told that they wanted. They had to settle for whoever was left.
Mm.
The main guy who was bringing home the meat, he'd choose whichever
woman. Think of a typical man in his natural habitat. If a guy's unemployed, you find that guy chilling on the couch playing video games. That's it. Not out there starting trouble.
How they provide.
You know?
Yeah,
but anyway, the simple question I'm supposed to start off with is, do you believe it's tougher to raise boys or tougher to raise girls? Give us a shout.